While Illinois' 22 months without a budget dominates interest in the General Assembly, several bills have brought heated debate. One of those discussions revolved around the topic of abortion. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, we take a closer look. Women, allies, and legislators gathered in late April in front of the state capitol building, demanding not just a balanced budget, but also rights for women. Among those petitions was a demand for Governor Bruce Rauner to support a bill expanding abortion coverage. Earlier in the month, Rauner's administration stated that he would veto the measure if it ever reached his desk. Some see this as contrasting with 2014, when the governor campaigned as a pro-choice Republican, who said he would support any bill that would give women added rights to abortion. This apparent change did not sit well with some Democratic legislators and pro-choice advocates.
We must make this governor, who made a promise to women in the state of Illinois, walk the walk. We have to put this bill on his desk and draw a line in the sand. We have to tell Governor Rauner that Illinois women are only going forward, not backward. Let's do this!
That's Democratic Representative Sarah Feigenholz of Chicago, sponsor of the abortion legislation. Supporters argue that it would not only expand abortion coverage under Medicaid and state employee insurance, but it would also remove certain language from the original abortion law of 1975 that would make abortions illegal if Roe v. Wade is overturned at the federal level. The same day as the rally, the bill was brought up in the House for a vote, and the opposing arguments erupted.
The second half of the bill is a ridiculous policy that expands abortion and shouldn't be part of providing free abortions to whoever wants them at any stage of a pregnancy for any reason. I challenge those of you who are on the other side of the aisle who claim to be people of faith to oppose this bill.
I am offended. I am offended that my faith has been questioned on this floor, because I support a woman's right to choose. It is not my place to make a decision for another. That decision must be between that person and their family and their God.
That was Democratic House member L.G. Sims of Chicago responding to Republican Terry Bryan of Murfreesboro. While their debate brought up religion and faith, other legislators spoke about race and personal views on morality. Representative LaShawn Ford is a Democrat from Chicago.
I asked myself, where is the black race going to go if we continue to have abortions in this country and this state? So that troubles me. But that's me in my moral sense of judgment. But as a legislator, I have to put aside my own decisions and make a decision based on the people that sent me here to represent them.
Representative Ford voted in favor of the measure. But opponents say the taxpayers who oppose abortion would be paying for the procedure under the extended Medicaid coverage. This is the same argument given by the Rauner administration. While the proposal will expand access to abortion, under current law, Medicaid already covers abortions in the case of rape or incest. At the end of the two-hour debate, the bill passed out of the House with a 62-55 vote. All 62 votes were from Democrats, and the final tally was short of the amount needed to override a potential governor's veto. Still, Representative Feigenholz says she just wants to see it land on the governor's desk.
The governor has to go back to his campaign promise. This bill is going to end up on his desk, and he will have a chance to sign it and fulfill his promise.
The bill is expected to come up in the Senate and will likely pass with that chamber's large majority of Democrats, placing the focus squarely on Governor Rauner. For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.